In dat geval van mijn hand. We have Tula Shonos by Hanoa Habal Adam Balkarcha. And we explained, according to the Pnei Yeshua, it means it's only by Hanoa, it's not by other Isurim, and it's only something that you're not over by a Maisa. It happens, you're just passive, and the Hanoa comes to you, then it makes a difference whether it's Epsher, whether you can avoid it or not, and whether you're Mechavin or not. So the Gemara had two Lashonos of where, according to the first Lashon, Abai and Rava argue where it's Epsher and you're Mechavin, everybody holds it's Osir. Where it's low Epsher and Mechavein, everybody holds Tzasser. Where it's low Epsher and low Mechavein, everybody holds Mutter. The Machlokis is only by Epsher and low Mechavein. Where it's possible to avoid it, and you're also not Mechavein. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Dover Shein Mechavein is Osir, it's Osir according to everybody. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's where they argue, right? Since Dovin Shem Skaven is Mutter, Abaya holds that Reb Shimon holds over here also it's Mutter, and Rava holds no, since it's Epsher to what's it called to do it a different way. And you choose to do it in the way that will be the Isser, even though you're not Mechavin is Isser. That's what's it called one Lashon. The second Lashon is that by Epsher v'lo Mechavein is where they argue. Right? Where it's possible to avoid it, but you're not Mechavein. And so the Gemara says, no, Epsher v'lo Mechavein, that's Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon holds that lo Mechavein is even Mutter, where you could have avoided it. That's not the Machlokas Abai and Rava. Where it's lo Epsher and you're not Mechavein, right, everybody holds that it's what's it called mutter, according to Reb Shimon. Now, where it's what's it called? Right, where it's low Epsher and you're Mechavin. So that's where they argue. According to Reb Shimon, since what's it called the Iker is Kavana, so you're Tzosser. But according to Reb Yehuda, where Kavana doesn't make a difference, where the major difference is it Epsher or not Epsher? And by low Epsher, the low Kor Mechavin, where a Behuda holds its mutter, right, it's not because you're not Mechavin. Because not Mechavin doesn't make a difference. Elamai, it's because it's low Epsher. So therefore, a Abaya holds that what's it called, that even according to a Behuda over there, it's mutter. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Osir. And Rabbi says, no, Rabbi Behuda only holds that low Epsher and low Mechavin is what's it called, is a mutter, because you have both milas. But lo mechavin, where it's Epsher, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold it as Osir. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring proofs one way or the other. Amar Abaya, Menoa Menola. Abaya says, where do I know that this halacha, that what's it called, Hanoa Habola Adam Balkarcho, is mutter? In whichever case, we'll see, is where Abaya said that that's where his halacha is. The Tanya, Amru Alava Rabbi Yochanan and Zakai, the Yoshe Betzila Shal Heichal, the Doresh Kol Hayom Kulo. Right? The Rabbi Yochanan and Zakai used to sit in the shade of the Heichal, right? And give his shir in the shade. V'hachad lo Epsher u'mechavet. V'chara, this is a case where it's lo Epsher. There was nowhere else to give the shir, because there's no other place big enough to fit all the Talmidim, so he needed to be there, and he was Mechavin to sit in the shade and to enjoy the shade. And still it's Mutter. So you see that what's it called? Lo Epsher, the Kor Mechavin, is Mutter. Rashi, HaHechel Govo Mea Amah. The Hechel was 100 Amas high. the chilo holich lemarachok, and therefore the shade cast a large shade. Ma'od brachov shifnei harabayis. The area in front of the harabayis, the hecho cast a big shadow. Mitosh rachov gadol haya umalsik bnei adam harabay hayadori sham bnei achama. Shein locha beis hamedrash machzika. There was no beis hamedrash was big enough. So he used to learn outside. So it was no efshar. And because of the sun, he used to learn the shades. So mechavin, for the sake of the shade. The low efshar l'midrash rabim hilchus achad wasn't efshar to darshan anywhere else. They call mechavin. Lehenos mitzil hakodesh. Yet he was mechavin to be nehenna from the tzil. And you see the what's it called? It was mutter. Rava Amar, Rava holds that low efshar of the komechavin is asher. Shani heichal de latocho asui. Rava said that the heichal was different because what's it called? The heichal's made for the inside, not for the shade of the outside. The shade of the outside of the heichal is shalokaderech, and therefore, since shalokaderech is mutter, Rashi. That's not the derech of hanoah, of having hanoah from the heichal, and therefore it's not osur. Okay, and even though Tosfos says it doesn't say achila by meila, right, by the hanoah of hektish, but we learn meila chet chet from truma, and by truma it says achila, so therefore shalok derech is mutter. Amar Rava, where do I know that lo efshar v'komachavin is asher? The Tanya, lulin hayu psukin balias beis kotshe akadoshim, shebohen mishalshlun es ha'umne b'tevos, kedei shelo yozunu eneim b'beis kotshe akadoshim. They used to have, skylights. Skylights, no. It was, white. It's not a chimney, it was like an attic door that you go into the attic.
Oh, so
what?
A trapdoor?
Like a trapdoor, yeah. Like a trapdoor that was opened to the Aliyah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they used to, lower people down by ropes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Hashem says, the reason I had to do this, they couldn't just walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was an Isser to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if you go in the normal way, they would be over that Isser. So here they avoided that Isser by going in not the normal way. But there was another problem. And that is, they would get Hanoah from seeing what was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they used to go down in Tevos. They used to put them in little, compartments, where they couldn't see then what was doing on the other side. And they would go and fix what they had to fix from behind the compartment, like a little elevator. Rashi, lul aruba shabaliyah, trap door in the second story. Hayorevis the base, the bayis kori lul. What's it called? A trap door. A door that goes from the attic down, that's called a lul. They'd had to fix something in the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so they'd lower the workers from the roof through this door in compartments. Yazunu shloshan anoah. They shouldn't have anoah kimizonos. Yazunu means they shouldn't be satiated from the looking. Shemazbiya atzmi maris noy hamalocha v'nehena. And that's anoah from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Ha'acha de lo efshar, but it's not possible any other way, because they had to go in to fix the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the person had Kavana, so they had to avoid the person having Kavana by putting him in a compartment. Mashma that lo efshar, the Kamechavan is also, and they had to avoid it. Ha'acha Rashi, the lo efshar, shelo yerd l'sakit. It's impossible not to go and fix. Ba'afilo ha'achi tzorech lo sisos on the tables. So they had to put him into these little elevators so they shouldn't look around. Because if they would be mechavin to be nehenna, they'll be osir. They're nehenna from the hektish. Where it says the tispera? What kind of hanoah is there? Right? Nehenna from Hekdesh means you get some kind of tangible hanah. Omer of Shimon ben Pazi, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora, Kol, Umar of Areach, Ein by Mishum Me'ila. There's no Me'ila from listening to a sound of Hekdesh, right? Listening to the Levium play their shir. There's no Me'ila. There's nothing tangible. Mara, looking at things of Hekdesh, is no Me'ila. Even though you get enjoyment out of it, there's no tangible Hanok. And the same thing Reach. Smelling something of Hekdesh. It's no Me'ila. Right? Ella, right? So therefore, that's not the reason why they had to do this. Because really, there's no Isser Hanoah here b'chlau. It's not like the Hanoah that's a tangible kind of Hanoah. Ella Milo, also they called Shekadoshim. They made a Milo that people shouldn't look around in the Kodesh Shekadoshim. But it wasn't me for Adin. And therefore, you can't bring any raya from here to a case where the Hanoah is Osir, and your Mechavin, it's low Efshir. Maybe over there it's Mutter. Over here it's a special Milo. Over here there's no Hanoah Bechlau, and still they made the Milo. Rashi, Kol Shal Klishir Shein Hektish. Listening to musical instruments that are Hektish is not, there's no Me'ila. The Reach, or smelling the Ktoris, Ein Bo'en Mishu Me'ila Deoraisa. There's no Mila de Raisa. However, ain't by mamish. There's nothing tangible here. The Kibin de Raisa Shari, Kilo Efsher, Kigon Hacha, Amai Atrachinu Rabbanah. And since Minator it's not Osir, and here it's not Efsher, they have to put the workers down. Why would the Rabbanah not bid that they should put them down where they can't see? There's no Isser anyway. Ela Mila be Almahati. Stam an extra Mila they wanted to do. But it's no Raya to hear to any kind of Halacha where a person is mamish nehenna, whether it's mutter or
asa. They lowered them down the tables, but did they get out of the tables to do the work? They did the work
from behind the table, so they didn't have to look. Or they could just look at that part they were doing and not look around. In other words, a table maybe was opened on the side that they had to work, and all the other sides was closed. Okay, ikad yamre omar rava mena menela. Some say that they learned, Rava said like this, the Tanya, Omer of Shim ben Pazi, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora, Kol, Umar of Areach, Ein Bohem Mishum Me'ila. Right? Rava said his Raya is from this Halach itself. Right? That's the fact that you can't get Hanoh from the Kol, Mara, Areach of Hektish. There's no Me'ila, Mashma Me'ila Udaleka. There's only no Me'ila. Ha Isura Ika. But there's an Issa. Me'ila there's not, but it's still awesome. My love, lo osum hom de mifnim, de lo efshir komachavit. Right? Mashma that there's an isser for the people who are inside, right? And if they watch a call, look, or smell, or listen to the call, they're going to be over an isser. Aye, it's lo efshir, right? De lo efshir komachavit. What should be the isser? If it's lo efshir, lo komachavit, so the chavit can't be an isser. Elamite must be, it's low Efsher, because they're inside. They can't avoid hearing the sounds or smelling the smell. And the problem is they're Mechavin. So you see, low Efsher, the call Mechavin is Osher. But Osher. Where it says, low, lo Osher, home, di Bachutz. It's talking about the people outside who can avoid hearing or smelling. And they betavka come inside to smell. That's Efsher, the call Mechavin. That everybody else is Osher. Rashi. People inside can't avoid hearing, smelling, and seeing these things. And still, you see, it's also to have kavana. Only for the people outside is there only not me'ila, but an issur. The people inside, right? Since it's low Efsher, even if they're Mechavin, there's no Issa.
What's the Issa? If we're not talking about Me'ila,
being Nehenna from Hektish. There's no Me'ila. The court Me'ila is only on something tangible. But the Issa to be Nehenna from Hektish applies even something on the intangible.
So how is it possible to live in Yerushalayim before?
What? So Tosa says that's only if you do something to make yourself closer to their thing. It says that a woman didn't have to wear perfume in Yerushalayim because of the Reach of the Ktoris. But they didn't do anything to do that. It was automatic. It was like there's no mice at all. No nothing. to get closer, to be able to smell, that's what we're talking about, right? Put your nose to the thing, right? Low Epsher means that it's difficult to avoid it, but your mechavet means you're doing something to get the smell, right? But over there, you didn't do anything. You just took it, carried on your natural life, and the nail of the smell came, right? That's bechlau maras. That's not hanoah bolo adam balkorchot. It's bechlau. It's not, you're not being the hen of bechlau. The thing is being mahana you, right?
Sharp, that if he has a better way to walk around, not
the
smell, should he do that? That's the question.
Yeah, that was good. There was a question where it's F, then you have to avoid it. But
what about Hillary?
What?
Nobody's forced to live.
Yeah, but you get, even if you're living in Yerushalayim, you're not doing anything.
Right?
Rashi, look at those. Leka Yisura Elishlo Yikrivu Atzma Lazora Kadei Lahariach Yosir. Right? Because if you're not doing anything, right, the ray is just pervading the atmosphere, and you're doing nothing, then that's not called getting hano. Getting hano means you did something, right? You had a smell it in, that if you wouldn't have inhaled the way you did, you wouldn't have gotten the smell. But the doing nothing, or it's just menel, it's a matzav, that's not called the cloud doing any kind of issue.
Why is it different than by Avodah Zarah?
Whatever it was.
The case before by Avodah Zarah.
No, because you went down that street.
By Lo Epsher, I'm asking.
Well, even Lo Epsher. But you did something, right? Even Mechavin, Lo Mechavin, right? But you did a Maisa to get close to that smell. That's then the Shiloh of you, Mechavin. You were Mechavin, Epsher, Lo. But you didn't do anything. The smell found you.
What about going up for Ola Regel? They would have Keteris also,
Mechavin. What?
Ola Regel.
Yeah, but that, again, that's not, they didn't do anything to smell the smell. It was just there in the atmosphere. What?
You didn't do anything to smell the smell. You're going that way wherever you have to go, and therefore you pass by the Avodah Zarah. Why is it different than...
No, because there you're going to somewhere where the smell is, and you could avoid that smell. Here, if you were in Yerushalayim, you couldn't avoid the smell of the cloud. And you didn't do anything to get that smell. The smell came to you. Right. Over there, you went to where the smell was. You got a little bit closer. Then Shaila's, you're mechavin, you're not mechavin. Is it Epsher to avoid it, not Epsher to avoid it? But you did something. Here you did nothing. Just the matzav is there. Okay, let's go on. Gufa. Omer Abshim, now the Moses go back onto this Indian of Kol Marav Ariyah. So the Maisa, there's no Raya from here, because this is not a case of Lo Epsher, Lo Mechavin, it's Bechlau, what's it called, people, or what's it called, were Epsher to avoid it, and they, Betapka, came close to smell. Gufa, Omer Abshim ben Pazi, Omer Abishu ben Lesh Lokish, Mishum bar Kapora, Kol Mar V'Reach, Ein Bo Mishum Me'ila, versus V'Reach, Ein Bo Mishum Me'ila. Okay, I understand the other ones are totally intangible. Seeing something is not a tangible thing. Hearing something is not a tangible thing. But smelling something, that's tangible. If you make Torahs, there's two issurim. One is you're not allowed to make Torahs, and the second one is you're not allowed to smell Torahs. So if you make Torahs, lislamidba, you want to learn how to do it. You're not making it for the sake of using Torahs. You're doing it just to learn how to do it. Or you want to give it to the tzibur, so it should be real ketores. You're not making it for your personal use. Then that's not awesome. That's the issue of making ketores. Making ketores is you're making it for your own personal use. You're not allowed to make the same recipe of ketores as was in the Beis Hamikdash. Lahariach b'chay. But if you make ketores for your own personal use, right? That you're chayav for mefatim esakru ketores. And if you smell it, though, you're potter. If you make it to smell, that's what you're chayav for. Right? Can't make with that same recipe, ketores, to smell for yourself. Right? But if you, what's it called, if you smell it, then you're, what's it called, you're potter, elishamor. But you get me'ila. You're potter from the halacha of what's it called, you're not over the issur, there's no issur of smelling ketores that you made what's it called? That's kolchol. Okay? In other words, the Yisra is making it. Smelling ketores of chol that you made is not, there's no Yisra. But if you smell ketores of kodesh, then you're moed. See Rashi. And the Fatima sa ketores zora shena shal tzibur. You made your own personal ketores, and you weren't moser to the tzibur, so it never became hektish. It was your own personal ketores. So there's an Yisra of doing that. In l'islamic ba ola mosra achar pituma l'tzibur. So if you made it to learn how to do, then that's not the Yisra. The Yisra is you made it to smell it. Potter mi koris. You potter from koris. Avlim taito l'atzni l'tzorcho l'ariach ba. But if you made it to use for your own personal use, to smell it, that's what the Torah asked. Uv maskunt lo sasek kamoa l'ariach ba. That's what the Pasuk says. In the same ingredients, in the same amounts. If you make Torah to smell for yourself, that's your chayiv koris. So if you made it not to smell, or you made it not for your own personal use, you made it, you're going to give it to the tzibur. Then you're not over the issue of making it. Right? La'ariach ba v'asa b'samon ha'ksuvim chayiv koris. To see it, isha shayase kamoa la'ariach ba v'nichras. But v'amireach ba v'ktoris ha'tzibur potter mikoris v'michatos. But even if you smell the ketores of what's it called of the tzibur, you're not chayv koris, but you're over in Yisra Me'ila, which is a lot, and you have to bring a korban, right? Me'ila there is, but there's no chayv koris. The chayv koris is for making ketores to smell, not for smelling ketores that was made by somebody else.
Why do you take for granted that smelling is called tangible and hearing is not? They're both sensing what's
going
on.
No, it's because of this. This is the cold question. You see that Meiriach is also. More than take for granted. More said, how could you say Meiriach is ain't Bomanish? It says the Pharish. Meiriach, you're Moab. Right? The question is from this case. Ela Shemoal Shenehenem Yahaktish. Or maybe Oshem Elis. But you did have Hanoah from Hektish. You have to bring a korban for smelling the Torah. So the Chora, you see that Reyach is Yesh Bo Mamish. Reyach, Yechayev from Me'ila. Hello, Amar Rav Papa, call him Marim by Mishu Me'ila. With the Shem by Mamish. The Reyach, right, call him Mara Taka, you never Chayev Me'ila, because there's nothing tangible. But Reyach depends. L'reach l'acher shetal timraso ain't bo mishum meila hoel v'nasus mitzvaso. Reach is a different reason. Ain't achinami. Reach, if you may reach something of hektish, yechayiv meila. The reason that reach is ain't bo mishum meila is not because it's not tangible. So it's a different reason. It's talking about reach of the ketores after it already smoked up. So the mitzvah was already done. Then when the mitzvah is done, there's no more me'ilah. Something that the mitzvah was done, there's no more me'ilah. There's no more tzorech of hektish. You did what you were supposed to do with it. Now, therefore, what's it called? There's no more me'ilah. That's why you're not chayiv me'ilah. Gemara says, l'meimer d'chol hecha d'nasa. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Kol and Mara, the reason you're not over me'ilah on them is because ain't bo mamish. But Reyach, theoretically, you could be over me'ilah if you were Meiriach before the mitzvah was done. But if you already burnt the ketores, and the mitzvah was done already, and you're smelling it now after the fact, then there's no Me'ilah, not because ain't bo mamish, because it's not Kodesh anymore. It's only Kodesh as long as Hektish needs it, up till the mitzvah was done. Once the mitzvah was done, ain't l'cha tover shenasa mitzvaso, then mo'alim bo. Once the mitzvah was done, it's not tzorech of Hektish, it's not, there's no more Me'ilah.
My question is, why is Shemiyan in Bomamish?
Bomamish, what is here?
So that's my question. Reach is something in the air that you sense.
Right.
Sound is something in the air that you sense.
No, sound is sound waves. There's nothing there. Reach is particles. I mean, scientifically, for sure, there's a difference.
That's the Bomamish. Reach is in the air. That's the difference.
Right, there's something there that you smell. There's molecules of Reach. Sound, there's no molecules
and
of sound.
Electrons of light coming into your eyes.
What? There's nothing else Metzias there? Okay. I mean, scientifically, it's for sure like that. Kol and Mara is nothing. And Reach is something. Okay. Okay, light. Light is particles or waves, but if it's waves, for sure, right, it's the same thing as sound. Reach is particles. That is mamoshes. That's what you're smelling. It's not something that radiates from the thing. It's pieces of the thing in the air. That's love, that's what Chazal meant, but it works out scientifically also. There's no me'ila. It could be. It could be not. It could be that we're saying now that since it's nasa mitzvah, so it could be only said the rabbanan. Yeah, we're saying, but now it could be the Gemara says maybe they call Mari, yes, right? But Reyach in Achanami is no Isra Bechlau, because it's nasa mitzvah. Rashi. Call Umara ain't bohem mamish or potter olam. Call in Mara, there's nothing tangible and you're always potter. Reyach, there's a separate reason why ain't bo me'ila. It's not always. Yesh bo mamish, b'samamonim, b'fichachai. If you smell the ketores before it was burnt, it's done. What's it called? Smell the ingredients of the ketores while they're still intact, then you're chai for your over me'ila. The Kohamar Rabbi Yeshua Potter, when Rabbi Yeshua said that you're Potter for smelling the Ketores, it was after the Ketores was burnt. And you smell the smoke. It's no more Tzorach Gavoa. You did what you were supposed to do with it. So it's not Hektish anymore. It's not Kodshi Hashem. It's finished. The brisa that says that there's what's it called your chayav mi'ila is where you smelled it in your house before it burned. Put it in your house. It was not nas mitzvasa. So then you're chayav. But if it was in the mikdash and already you're kind the mitzvah, then smelling it, there's no isser. It's not kachim anymore. There's no mi'ila. Timraso amud ashano. Timraso means the smoke. Okay. Mara says the meimra the cholheich the nasas mitzvaso ain't bo mishum me'ila. You mean to say that wherever something the mitzvah with it was finished, there's no more me'ila. It's no longer kodshei Hashem, and therefore there's no me'ila. Sorry, trumas hadeshen. Right, trumas hadeshen is every morning they take a shovels full of ashes from the Mizbeach, and they put it down next to the Mizbeach, right? And that's called Trumas Hadeshen. Then the rest of the Deshen, they would take out, what's it called, outside the Machane. But they would take a Truma, Mamash, they would take a small amount of it, right, and put it next to the Mizbeach. When Trumas Hadeshen, so the mitzvah was done. What was the mitzvah? Trumas Hadeshen. Taking the Deshen, right, raising it, separating it from the rest of the ashes, and putting it on the side of the Mizbeach. The Yesh Bo Mishum Me'ila. Still we know that your Moel in that ashes, even though the mitzvah was finished. Tichsiv, the Samo Eitzel HaMizbeach, you should put it right next to the Mizbeach, Shelo Yefazer, right, the Samo means put it down, that it shouldn't be scattered by the wind. The Samo Shelo Yehenna, put it there and don't have any hanah from it. Right? So the Chora, even though the mitzvah was done, you're not allowed to have anor. So you see that what's it called? Still Kodshei Hashem. So the Chora, how can you say that anything the mitzvah was done, there's no Isser. From here is Mashma also, that after Nasa Mitzvah, there's no Isser B'chlap. Because otherwise the Gemara could have said very partial. There's no Me'ila. Just anor. And there's anor before. By stories, there's no Isser anor B'chlap after Nasa Mitzvah. Rashi. Trumas Hadeshen, b'chol yom ha'yenotu molei machta, took a shovel's amount of ashes, the nos nates on his beach, the hinev last from coma. And the mace used to happen, and it used to get swallowed up in the place where you put it. Kidachsiv ha'herim is Hadeshen, v'asura b'hanoa molein bo, zasur b'hanoa, and there's me'ilu. Kidachsiv, the samo eitz on his beach, amatu neginisa. It has to be swallowed up. You can't have anything, you can't have any benefit from it. Gemara says, Mishum Dehavit Shuma Sadesh No Bite Kahuna Shnei Ksuv No Boin Keechot Dechol Shnei Ksuv No Boin Keechot Ein Malamdi. Now, the Maisa, all normal things is what's it called Masa Mitzvah, so there's no more HaIsur HaNoa Me'ilu. Right? But these two are the exceptions. The two things where even though it's Masa Mitzvah, so it's Usur and there's Me'ilu. And there's Isur HaNoa. That's Truma Sadeshin and the Begadim of a Kohen Gadol after Yom Kippur. And there the Torah says specifically there's Me'ilu. So let's learn everything else from there. But even though it's Nasa Mitzvah, so it's Mo'alin Bo, we have a cloud. If you have something that you could learn one from the other, and the Torah said it in two different places, then it's obviously that you don't learn in other places. Because if it's meant to be learned, you could have only one and learn everything else from that one. The fact that the Torah said it in two places meant that only these two places, and don't learn from here to anywhere else. So everywhere else, there's no me'ila if it's nasa mitzvah so. And these two are the exceptions. That's why the Torah has to say it by both of them. Truma Sadeshin or the Amorim. We already said with Truma Sadeshin, the Torah says specifically, even though the mitzvah was done, you still have to bury it because it's asur b'hanah. And there's an isur me'ila. Big day kahuna d'chsiv, the hinicham shah. The Kohen Gadol takes off the clothing that he wore on Yom Kippur, and he leaves them there. Mashmi can't have any hanah from them. Malamet shetunim geniza. He has to be the chlau. Hi, what's it called? Put them away and not have any hanah from them. The Gemara says, Hanich l'rabbonon da'amrim malamet shetunim geniza. That's good according to Rabbanan, who say that that's what the pasuk tells me, v'nicham sham, you can't use them again. So mainly you have two psukim of things that are nasa mitzvaso and mo'alim bo. That means that everything else is ain't mo'alim bo. El Reb Dosa de Poligalayu, but Reb Dosa argues, and he says you can use Bigdei Kahuna again. The Amar Avaruyim Heim LeKohen Hedyot. You're allowed a Kohen Hedyot, the begadim that a Kohen Gadol wears inside on Yom Kippur, the four begadim, is exactly the same begadim as a Kohen Hedyot wears. Umay v'nicham sham shlo yishtamash ben Yom Kippur machet. Leave them there means you can't use them another Yom Kippur. But a regular Kohen could use them during the year. So you see that they're not asur. Ma'igal neimar. So there's no special halach over here that there's me'ila or whatever. Right? There's no such thing. There's no me'ila in them. Right? So l'chora there's no two psukim. So why don't we learn from Truma Sadeshin that every time the mitzvah is done, still asur. We don't have two psukim anymore. And we have one pasuk. One pasuk you could learn from. So let's learn that everything is like Truma Sadeshin. Where it says, Mishum Dami Truma Sadeshin Be'egla Rufa Shnei Ksuv Maboyin Ke'echad. Because there's a special pasuk by Egla Rufa that even though the mitzvah was done, it's still asur ba'anah. V'chol Shnei Ksuv Maboyin Ke'echad Ein Malamdin. Right? So where it says, Hanich L'mad Yom Rei Malamdin. That mitzvah is a machlokas, whether Shnei Ksuv Maboyin Ke'echad Malamdin or Ein Malamdin. Right, if you hold that two, even though the Torah said it in two different places, and theoretically you could learn one from the other, it's no raya that you don't learn for other places. So if that's the case, what are you going to do? According to the Rabban, it's not a kasha. Because the Gemara says somewhere else that even the Mandi Omer says, Shnei ksuv maboyin kecharim malamdim, shlosha ksuv maboyin kecharim malamdim. So according to Rabban, there's three things. There's Truma Sadeshin, Bigdei Kahuna, and Egla Rufa. But according to Reb Dosa, right, there's only two psukim. So now we're stuck. According to the Man Yom Ruz, Malamdim, what are you going to do according to Reb Dosa? So Mar says, Ika Maidu Neymar, Trei Miyutik Sivei. It's not just Shnei Ksuv Maboyin Ke'echad. It's not just a passive way of knowing that you don't learn for everything else. Because if you learn for everything else, why does the Torah have to say it in two things? Say it in one and learn from that one everything else. The fact that the Torah said it in two is as if to tell you only these two and nowhere else. That, there's a Man D'Omer who says, you don't say that. But if it says, Beferish Amniyut, only here and not anywhere else, only here and not anywhere else, then even according to Man D'Omer who says, Shnei Ksuv Maboyin Ke'echad Malamdim, where there's a special Miyut, he also agrees that ain't Malamdim. What's the miyut? Kshiv v'shamo. Says b'feresh v'shamo. Only this. But other things similar, you don't have, don't need the Knesset. You can be Nehenna from them. Kshiv ho arufa. Ha egla ha arufa. This thing is asr bana. But other things where the mitzvah was done is mutar bana. Rashi. Big day kahuna. Arba big day lovon. Shkoin gadol nichnas bohen lifnai v'lifnim b'yom ha-kippur. Big day kahuna means the four begotten that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur. The Asurim Shuv L'shtamash Bohem. To see the Nichosho. No one's allowed to use them again. Not the Kohen Gadol, not anybody else. So Mas Hanich L'Rabbanim Pluk Shlai Meseches Yuma. The Rabbanim Rabdosa, what these begotten are roi for. The Rabbanim say they're roi for nothing. You have to leave them there, finished. So therefore, Big day kahuna of the Kohen Gadol is one of the places that's the exception to the mitzvah, the halacha of Nasa mitzvah also, and Trumas HaDeshen is also an exception, so they're exceptions, but the klal applies to everything else. But according to Rav Dosa, that it's not an exception. So then you only have one pasuk that tells me that something the mitzvah was done still aser. Learn from that everywhere else. Rav says no, because there's another pasuk that something is Nasa mitzvah also and still aser egla rufa. Ksiv Shah, right? Ha'egla Arufa Shah. The Mashma Shah take for us. Leave it there. Don't have anything to do with it. Just leave it there. Elamad Yom Alamdim, Rabbi Yehuda Masech Sanhedrin, B'Shilhai Arbenisus. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds Shnei Ksuv Maboyin Kachon Alamdim. Ha'acha Miyut Ksivei. Over here there's a special Miyut. Bahani, the Memra Delo Sigmar Minayim. From these two miyutim, we learn, don't learn from these cases. They were meant to be exceptions. V'samol v'zevel l'achir. One miyut is v'samol. Only put the Trumas HaDeshen in a place that you can't be Nehenna. But other things that are similar, that Nasa Mitzvasan, you could be Nehenna. Ho arufa v'lo davar achir. Only this is Aser Ba'ano after the mitzvah was done, not anything else. Okay, Toshma. Okay, this is a new, a new case. We're going back to what we had before by Efsher, the Lo Komachavin, or Lo Efsher, the Komachavin, to bring Rayas to Abai and Rava. The Gemara now is going back to that. So, on Sunday, we'll start with that.